Are you weary today? In this season, I've been weary. There have been days I've had a whatever attitude. This is where my answer to just about any question, concern, or situation is whatever. It's not a physical tiredness or weariness. It's a deeper emotional weariness. When I reach that place, it's a bit of a red flag for me to stop, be still, and maybe get outside and breathe deep and remember and know God is with me and He is in control of it all. I don't know about you, but for me, the temptation when I feel weary is to settle into a hopelessness. That's where the enemy wants me. When I feel hopeless, I want to throw my hands up and walk away. But we must remember what is true. In those moments, the enemy whispers lies in our ear. The truth is, we are never without hope. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we trust God through the weariness we may feel in any season, He fills us up so much that we even overflow with hope. And that is only through the power of the Holy Spirit. My flesh does get weak, but the Spirit in me and the power it carries can bring dead things to life. And through it, I am victorious, no matter what I may be feeling. Maybe you're feeling weary today, and that temptation to lean into hopelessness is knocking at your door. Hold your head up. Look up and fix your eyes on Jesus. Know you're not alone. I love how the Apostle Paul encourages us. Hebrews 12:1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Throw off what is bringing you down and keep running your race. Look to the testimonies of those faithful followers around you. You're not alone in this. And remember, Jesus endured the cross. He endured opposition so that you and I will not grow weary and lose heart. Head up, my friend. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know, as I speak that over myself, let us not become weary in doing good, in almost the same breath, I've asked the question, am I doing any good? Then the Lord gently reminds me, it's not about what you are doing anyway, Lori. It's about what I am doing through you. And most of the time, you can't see it. But trust me and keep running by faith and don't give up, because I am at work in and through you. And believe me, a harvest will come. Keep going. Keep walking by faith. God is at work. That's the truth. May we overflow with hope today as we run with our eyes fixed on Jesus. Don't grow weary. God is at work, even when we can't see it. I'm Lori Klein.